Let me just run through some things. Number one, I'm just going to put some different things on laughter because we just think it's laughter. Well, laughter can be relationship. So number one is laughter is relationship. Let me read John 15:11. Jesus said this, "These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you." Now let me ask you, how much joy is in the heart of God? And he says to his disciples, "I want my joy," the God quality of joy, the God quantity of joy. How much joy is in the heart of the Father? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have been fellowshipping with each other for all of eternity past, never a boring moment. How much joy is in the heart of our God? And Jesus says, "I want that joy." Wow. Come on, give me the wow face, you know, even if it is hot and it's afternoon. I mean, he wants his joy, Jesus' joy. He wants that to be inside of us. That's phenomenal. And as if that wasn't enough, he then goes on and says, not only that it remain in you, that your joy may be full. What does fullness of joy look like? I don't believe we've barely touched the beginning of what fullness of joy would possibly even look like. But people that are in relationship laugh together. They say, if you pray together, you stay together. Rubbish. Because I know lots of families that pray together and they flew apart. It's really good to pray together, by the way. That'll knit you together, done the right way. But I don't agree with pray together, stay together. I believe in laugh together and stay together. Because when you laugh, your spirit opens to one another. You can't laugh with a closed spirit. If you're holding unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, anger, you can't laugh and hold that in your spirit because laughter just automatically unzips you. That's why when a lot of you get drunk, you start going like that, put your hand over your face because you feel exposed because you've become unzipped. Say, I like to be unzipped. And then everybody says, well, the Bible talks about joy, you know, where's all this laughter? Excuse me, I don't want to insult you, but laughter is an overflow of joy. I think a child would know that when you get so full of joy, it overflows, and the way that overflows is called laughter. So laughter is simply an overflow of joy, and it moves defenses, and it opens our spirit, and so laughter is relationship. Sometimes daddy just wants to enjoy you, and it's all right for you just to enjoy him. Number two, laughter as intercession, warfare, or prophecy. You all know the verse, Psalm 2:4, he who sits in the heavens laughs. And so God's sitting there in heaven and he's laughing. Why is he laughing? Because the nations are shaking their fists at him in rebellion. This is like Nazi Germany times 100. The nations are shaking their fists. What a big problem. And God's going, ha, 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 ha. I'm Almighty God. You think because you're the United Nations, you can shake your fist against me and get away with it. You guys are puny. Ha, ha. So God laughs at his problems. Who would agree that the majority of the nations on the earth shaking their fist at God is a big problem? Is that a big problem? Could we put your problem next to that just temporarily for a moment? How big is your problem compared to that problem? So when God sees his problems, he laughs at them. So surely there's the permission for you to laugh at your problems. So that's intercession, warfare. You can prophesy mountains down to molehills by laughing at them. Laugh at your problems. Laughter confronts religion. Religious spirits hate laughter. I'll never forget the time I was in a meeting. Anybody from Milton here? Okay, hopefully you weren't in this meeting and I don't get in trouble. It was many years ago. I remember I was in a meeting in Milton, and after the speaker had spoken, we all got out of our seat and came up the front, and we're standing there with our hands in the air, waiting on Holy Spirit, and there was these people around me on the floor, and they were in intercession in the Holy Spirit, supposedly. And they're groaning and wailing. It was so intense. They're writhing around on the floor. And I'm just standing there with my hands in the air, not really sensing or feeling anything. But at that time, it was really trendy to do the Benny Hinn thing. So the pastor of the church, which doesn't exist anymore, the pastor of the church was throwing his jacket around on people, like Benny Hinn would throw his jacket around to pass the anointing. So right at the wrong moment, or the right moment, I don't know which, I open my eyes, and here's this really tall guy with a jacket hanging off his head. Well, I didn't expect to see that. So I open my eyes, see this jacket hanging off his head, look so ridiculous, I started to laugh. Well, it confronted the religious atmosphere in the meeting. I didn't plan it. I didn't want to take over. I just thought, wow, that's really funny. Religion pulls laughter out of me. I just can't stand it. It just makes me go crazy. And so I just started to laugh. And next thing, all these people start laughing around me. But I think the pastor of the church got upset with me because it did kind of completely cut across what was happening and steal the agenda. So at the end of the meeting, they had this celebration time and the music's pumped up and everybody's dancing. The pastor comes up to me. He stands right in front of me and he says, "Dance." And I was so shocked because he was ordering me to dance. I almost walked out because I couldn't believe somebody would order you to do something like that. He was really upset with me. Anyhow, long story short, he got over that. And next time I saw him, he was very friendly and even gave me a free book. So there you go. But my point is this, that laughter confronts the spirit of religion. That's why we need lots of laughter, because there's a lot of religion around. Laughter confronts poverty and lack. For those of you that were in the meetings here last year when Kathy was here, we waited on Holy Spirit and people were laughing, and next thing, Kathy's in Wales. She's sitting over there on the stage and she's interceding for Wales because of the poverty over there, because the mines had been closed down. So we're here in New Zealand, right on the opposite side of the world, where our laughter is actually interceding and causing a breakthrough in the church in Wales, where they had serious financial situations that they had to face. But laughter confronts poverty. Can anybody relate to this? Do we have spirits of poverty and lack that are continually around us? You know, the Bible says that God provides everything that we need to do what he calls us to do. So there's no supply problem, biblically. There's no supply problem. So if there seems to be a supply problem, we can laugh because we know it's not true. Because God makes it very clear that he provides everything we need to do everything he's told us to do. So Christians that get in the supply trap become mean. I mean, really mean. Because we're all scrapping around like chickens in a chicken yard for a little bit of chicken feed. Because that's all we think that there is. When actually there's a river, a deluge, there's a provision, there's a harvest waiting for you somewhere. God stores up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous. So there's a store of wealth with your name on it, written on it, waiting for you to have the faith to step in, do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Laughter prophesies to mountains or difficulties. I went through a devastating situation one time and God said this to me. He said, "Laugh at the demonically inspired assignment of injustice." And I felt so devastated, I put the word devastation in there as well. Laugh at the demonically inspired assignment of devastation. And I had to look that thing right in the eye and laugh at it. And it wasn't easy. But that's what God does. He laughs at his problems. So I'm just learning. I'm in training. Number two, laughter is healing or deliverance. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A merry heart does good like medicine." Have you been taking your medicine lately? 3 times daily with food. Luke 6:21, "Blessed are those who weep now, for you will laugh." In other words, you'll get comforted and that will make you laugh. I cannot count the number of times I've been delivered when I've been under the anointing just laughing, because demons hate joy. They hate it. I remember the first time I had deliverance, I was about 18 or 19. It was at a Presbyterian church. I think the conference might have been on deliverance. I can't remember. But I hadn't ever had deliverance. We're just standing around getting prayed for. And next thing I heard this wailing sound. And I'm thinking, where's that wailing sound coming from? And to my shock and horror, it was coming out of my mouth. And that was my first deliverance. My second deliverance was at a men's conference. And it was actually videoed. I'm on the ground. I'm as white as a sheet. My feet are moving violently on the floor. I look terrible. And they're shouting in my ear. I think they thought the demons were deaf or something. And so that was my second deliverance. It's pretty hard work going through all this deliverance. Then I began to experience the joy of the Lord. And I got so crazy drunk for a whole month. It took a whole month. I must have been a serious case, loosen everything up. Took a whole month. But then after that, I'd feel the fire come on me. And I'd just cough. And I always feel demons leave. I always feel them now. I know they've gone. I know when they're not going. I know when they are. And so I cannot tell you how many times I went through seasons where God just cleaned me out, because that's what it's like. You go through a season. It's just normal. No big deal. Whereas the religious realm wants to make deliverance so big, so necessary to have to get all the magic formulas said right and the right people to pray for you, etc., etc. So deliverance is fun. Number four, laughter is an expression of freedom and fulfillment. that releases freedom and prophesies hope. You know, I was in Taiwan one time and a man came up to me afterwards and he said, "Thank you so much. I haven't laughed in over 40 years." He'd been depressed. He hadn't laughed for over 40 years. He only looked like he was in his 40s. So I guess that means he hadn't laughed most of his life. But laughter is an expression of freedom and fulfillment. But not only that, it releases freedom. When you laugh, it changes the atmosphere. It releases freedom and it prophesies hope. How many people need hope? We become messengers of hope when we begin to laugh and depressed and hopeless and all sorts of ridiculous situations we find ourselves in. And sometimes you think, "God, this is so insensitive. Why am I drunk in this context?" And yet he's got you there so you can prophesy hope. You don't need the medicine where everybody's healthy, do you? They need the medicine where everybody's sick. And there's a lot of sickness around. So we get to change the atmospheres. I love the fact that Isaac's name means laughter. Genesis 21:6, and Sarah said, "God has made me laugh." God has made me laugh. In other words, I'm fulfilled because I have a child. God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me. I now become a messenger of hope because I'm fulfilled. I've got my child. This is what I was created to do. And so I've called the child laughter because I have joy. And a lot of people are going to laugh with me. And Isaac's the child of promise. Why do we laugh? Because we are children of promise. The promises are already signed and sealed in our name. They abide over you in the spirit. They're right there. They're with you. They are yours. They're certain. They're guaranteed. And so we can laugh. Isaac means laughter. He's the child of promise. So we could call him the child of laughter. The child of promise. We could call him the child of laughter. Galatians 4:28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. Banqueting tables are accompanied by laughter. We see the image of the banqueting table showing God's provision for us in the spirit realm, but you don't have a banqueting table without laughter. Banqueting tables are there for that purpose, to fellowship and enjoy one another. Banqueting tables are always accompanied by laughter. In fact, who read Ecclesiastes lately? Not an exciting book, but Ecclesiastes 10:19 says this, "A feast is made for laughter." And so we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing and heavenly realms. We've had a banqueting table laid before us. A feast is made for laughter. That's what it's made for. That's the purpose of it. Number five, laughter is substance. A lot of people think of laughter as a manifestation, but what they don't realize is laughter has substance in the spirit. When you laugh, you change atmospheres. How does that happen? Because your laughter has substance. It went into the atmosphere as light, as sound, as movement, and it shifted the darkness and the depression out. When you're laughing, it's not just a sound. It has a substance in the spirit. So when you're laughing, you're praying, you're prophesying, you're interceding, you're warfaring, you're releasing something in the atmosphere. You've done it many times. But if you just understood this principle, you'd put all the might of your faith behind that laughter. And you go, ha, 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 ha. You would know you were prophesying. The only way that Sue and I have been able to pastor Fire and Destiny Center over the last 8 years is because we learned this lesson very early on. Simple motto, have fun, go forward. No matter what. If you land up in the mud, get up, have fun, go forward. And the more crazy it got, and the closer it looked like we were at the edge of the cliff, the more we would laugh. Should I confess the truth, Sue? We would laugh to cope. Because that's just the way God operates. Whenever there's any difficulty, he comes with the joy. And sometimes we choose just to laugh at it. And it kept us in the flow. Because it's hard to be in any type of ministry in today's church and not get hard and angry and bitter and frustrated. And there's a way to prevent getting all of those bugs or all those bugs or whatever you want to call them. There's a way to keep clean, but you've got to keep the river of joy flowing through your life because it keeps cleaning you up. And if you don't do that, you're going to get religious, you're going to get burdened, you're going to get heavy. And sometimes, to be honest, I have to fight to stay in that position. And people think of me as the laughing man. I hate it. I'm not the laughing man. He's the Holy Spirit. It's not a manifestation of a man. It's the Holy Spirit. But I'm interested in engaging the spirit realm. Is this all right? Okay, so there you are. Something very simple and foolish like laughter. Laughter is relationship. Laughter is intercession, warfare, and prophecy. Laughter is deliverance, healing. Laughter is an expression of freedom and fulfillment that releases freedom and prophesies hope. And laughter is substance. I mean, I could probably go on and on and on, but the kingdom uses very, very simple things that are very, very powerful.